Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet.
Long ago.
It's better to have a clear conscience, isn't it?
Yes, John, it is.
When Sturman is through, I'll sign it.
John.
Oh, it's nothing, dear. Just a warning that I haven't much time left. Sturman?
Yes, Mr. Crandall.
Will you read that last paragraph again, please?
Yes, sir. During the last 8 years, while Snyder has controlled the city with his political machine, he has extorted money in excess of $50,000 from me. Under threats of political pressure, intimidation, and even threats to kill, he has forced me to become a part of his unscrupulous political fever.
Dear, hold my hand.
Of course, John.
Sturman, we'll go on from there.
Yes.
Now that I am dying, I can no longer bear the burden of Snyder's shame and corruption. His threat to murder me was no idle gesture. To my own knowledge, the unsolved murder of Malloy can be laid at Snyder's door. Perhaps the case can be reopened. I hope so. Snyder has made his political position a liver for extortion, graft, and racketeering in its worst form. For the sake of both of our cities.
Yes. The Daily Sentinel extends its sincere sympathy, Mrs. Crandall. We'll do all we can to help. Goodbye.
Just going to call you. You've already heard about Crandall? Right. Get his biography out of the obituary file. Who's around? Maybe a bigger story than we thought. Lowry? Okay, send him in. I'm a double gun again.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Miss Case, you've heard of John Crandall.
Yes. What about him?
He's been ill for a week. He just died, Miss Case. I was talking directly to Mrs. Crandall.
Not too bad.
You don't sound grief-stricken.
Why should I be? I'm sorry for his wife, but Crandall was too friendly with Snyder, and I wouldn't have Snyder for a doormat.
Snyder is a political leech, Miss Case. He's been sucking the blood from the city for years, but...
That's nothing. Didn't Crandall work for him?
Well, I'm not defending Crandall, but the man's dead. Wouldn't you let him rest?
If he can.
I think he can, Miss Case. You see, Crandall did something to redeem himself before...
What's cooking?
Crandall died, Lowry.
Yeah, Gunnigan got the bulletin.
The Sentinel's going to run a special story on it.
On Crandall?
Yeah, that's the way I feel, Lowry.
You and me both, Casey. Boss, that guy doesn't deserve any space.
He does now. Just as both of you. Before he died, Crandall dictated a long statement to his secretary exposing Snyder's political racket.
God.
Holy mackerel, boss.
I mean, the Sentinel's been trying to get a toehold on Snyder for years. This is it.
Mrs. Crandall is giving it to the Sentinel?
Exclusive, Lowry. You get over there tonight. Mrs. Crandall will give you her husband's statement. It's dynamite, and we're going to print it.
Mrs. Crandall, I hate to bring this up again, but the Sentinel has a deadline to meet. Just where is that secretary?
Sherman said he'd be here at 8, Mr. Lowry. It's a 9:15. You've already seen the copy I have.
Yes, and it's swell stuff. But we need a snapshot of the original, the one your husband signed.
Perhaps I'd better call Sherman.
I'll do it. What's the number, Mrs. Crandall?
Region 2311.
You sure you can trust this Sherman guy, Mrs. Crandall?
Oh, why, of course. He's been my husband's secretary for years. Why?
Just guessing. Well, no smoke, Casey?
No answer, Lowry.
Then he must be on his way over now.
Yeah. Either that or he's someplace else entirely.
What are you getting at?
Look, Mrs. Crandall, you're a fine woman. You're honest and loyal. Maybe it hasn't occurred to you that there's one guy who'd give plenty to hush this up. Suppose Sturman is making a little deal with Snyder right now.
Oh, no, he couldn't do that. He's
pinched. Casey, what's the matter? What are you staring at?
The window. Oh, the man.
Huh?
The window?
Casey, you're seeing things. There's no one here.
There was, Lowry. Just for a moment. A man wearing a green mask.
I tell you, Snyder, I'm not staying here. Didn't you see that face in the window just now?
Now, look, Sturman. Right now, you're supposed to be at Mrs. Crandall's house, right?
Yes, but I...
Instead, you came over here. Nobody knows you're here.
Didn't you see somebody looking in just now, Snyder?
No, I didn't.
It looked like, well, those pictures of the mask the Green Hornet wears.
Kind of nervous, aren't you?
I saw something.
Imagination. Reflection of me. Oh, it might be anything. Just to ease your mind. There you are. The shade's pulled down. Now, suppose we get down to business, Sturman.
Mrs. Crandall has a copy, Snyder. I don't know if I can get rid of the original.
No?
Well?
Now, get this, Sturman. I run this town. Understand? I come up the hard way, chasing votes around the ward, using my fist when I had a... Now, I'm a big shot, see? Maybe I ain't as smooth as some other politicians, but you'll notice that I run the town.
Sure, Snyder. I know you do.
Crandall made a deathbed statement. If any of the opposition get a hold of that, or if the governor gets a gander at it...
Mrs. Crandall called the Daily Sentinel. I was supposed to be over there now to let them take a photograph of it.
The Sentinel, huh? Then it's a sure thing the governor will see it. He's not gonna, Sturman. You got that?
It's pretty risky.
Who knows about that statement beside you and the dame?
The Sentinel.
No. The Sentinel's only seen a copy. I mean the original. The one with Crandall's name on it.
What difference does that make?
What difference? I'll tell you what. The original is what counts, see? A copy doesn't mean that in court. Get rid of the witnesses, and you've got nothing. Now, who knows about that statement?
Me and Mrs. Crandall.
Oh. That's what I figured. It'll be your word against hers.
In other words, I'm to destroy the original and deny Crandall ever made a statement.
Right.
How much do I get? How much?
Now, look, Sturman. I'm more used to brass knuckles than kid gloves. I want that statement, and I want it now.
I still say you don't want it.
Well, tie to my neck.
Give.
Where is it?
I haven't got it with me.
You
haven't got it with me. I tell you, I haven't. Grabbing me that way is going to cost you extra.
I could break you in half.
No, don't. You'll regret it, Snyder. After all, I do have the original.
Oh, smart little weasel, aren't you? I suppose you left it home, huh?
You couldn't find it. Now, Snyder, be reasonable. It's worth $20,000 to you.
I'll give you $5,000.
That's not enough. I...
$10,000.
$10,000?
And that's tops.
All right. $10,000.
Okay. I got it right here.
Yes,
and not so fast, Carmen. You get this dough COD when that statement gets burned up. Put on your hat. We're going to your place. Not a bad little apartment. Crandall must have paid you plenty.
I did all right.
Locked up a little gravy on the side, didn't you?
You should know.
You're a smart little weasel, Stammon. You and me, you'll get along.
Here you are, Snyder.
Now give me that $10,000.
Take it easy. I ain't read it yet. There's Crandall's signature, big as life. More than I can say for him, huh? Uh-huh. Snyder forced me to pay him more than...
Oh, there, is he?
Yes, sure is. Boy, this is dynamite. Not everything I ever pulled. Even that...
You can say it. Even that murder. That's what you mean.
Yeah, that's right. This is worth the dough. Nothing like a deathbed statement to put the hooks into a guy. I'd have been drummed right out of politics and into jail.
The money.
And give me a match. Get some of that newspaper and put it in the fireplace.
Okay.
The Sentinel, huh? Well, that ought to burn good. But it ain't gonna burn nothing compared to the way they'll burn when they find this statement went up in flames. Here she goes.
It takes a little while to burn. There are so many pages.
It'll catch soon. Now, don't forget this. You deny Crandall even made a statement.
Yes. Yes, of course. The 10,000.
Okay, Hey, you turn out them lights.
Why, they're behind you.
What the... I'll take that money.
No, I mean harder.
You're that problem.
No, I mean harder.
Take it.
All right, kiddo. Come in here. It won't be long, kiddo. I didn't use the gas gun. What you saw through the window of Mrs. Crandall's home, Lowry and this case will be here in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
I'll take this money. We'll see that some charity gets it.
I understand.
Now, get busy. That fireplace. You know what to do. When Lowry shows up, we've got to be out of here.
The worst type of racketeer.
A politician who works to line his own pocket. This is our chance to smash him.
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
I wish I could help you, but I can't.
Where are they?
Wait, you can't go in there.
No.
Mr. Reedy, Russ, let's help you.
Never mind, Miss Case. You can go. Well, I wouldn't call this a pleasure, Snyder. What are you doing at the Sentinel?
You know very well, Reed. I don't like my name in the newspapers.
The Sentinel put out a story for Mrs. Crandall. We didn't have time to check it with you, but we believed it, so we printed it.
Yeah, a pack of lies. All of it. Who's this guy?
He's Crandall's secretary.
Oh, he is, eh? Your name was in the Sentinel, too, wasn't it?
Hey, I...
You're in with these others, are you?
Framing me, huh?
Well,
no, no, Mr. Snyder.
You were all right. I wouldn't hit a dame.
I just a moment. That's better. Snyder, this happens to be my office. If you're looking for trouble, look my way.
I'm sorry, Reed. I lost my temper, I guess. Can't you realize that you're sticking your neck out?
Am I?
Mrs. Crandall doesn't know what she's talking about.
And as for this guy...
Snyder, suppose we got down the cases.
Huh?
That was a neat little act you two pulled off, but it doesn't fool Mrs. Crandall, and it doesn't fool me.
What are you talking about?
You and Sturman are meeting for the first time.
Well, we
never saw him before.
And once is too often.
Private, you're a crooked drafter, Snyder, and the Sentinel is going right on saying so. And this fake little argument isn't going to make me believe Sturman is innocent either.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
That's right. Are you going to back that ridiculous statement of Mrs. Crandall?
It's not ridiculous.
Yes, Snyder, we're backing it. Crandall is gone, but he meant to turn the spotlight on you before he left. We're doing it for him. Now, get out.
Reed, your paper is heading for plenty of trouble acting like this.
Get out. You'll hear about this later.
And the same goes for you, Sturman.
No, Mr. Reed, you can't...
The act is over, Sturman. You're in with Snyder all the way.
If you produce the original face of my husband's sign, Sturman, I'm...
You're wasting words, Mrs. Crandall.
Very well. This is unreasonable, but... I'll go.
That's that.
What are you going to do, Mr. Reed?
Keep after them.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
They're gone, Miss Case?
Yes, sir.
Get Lowry. Tell him to watch Snyder from now on. He's going to slip sometime, and when he does, we want it. That you, kiddo?
Yes, sir.
It's okay. We're alone in the apartment. Close the sliding panel.
Yes, sir.
Did you leave a green one of notes?
Yes, sir. One for Snyder and the others.
Good, Cato. Now, let's order the Sentinel for Lowry to phone me here if he learns anything. He's checking Snyder. If they read those notes, and they will, Lowry will phone soon, very soon.
We've got Snyder today?
I'm counting on it. How's the Black Beauty, Cato?
The car's ready, Mr. Reed.
Good. You check the gas weapon?
Yes, sir.
The hornet mask? And we're all set, except. That's it. Get it, Cato.
Just a moment.
Lowry, Cato?
Yes, sir. Mr. Lowry.
Hello, Lowry.
Oh, Dunnigan told me to call you.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
All I know is Sturman showed up.
Sturman? It's Snyder's house?
I guess you were right about the tire.
Okay, Lowry. Nice going.
What's the next move?
Move? Well, you can't move until you see what happens. Stick around there, Lowry. You'll run into a story sometime. Thanks for calling.
What is it, Mr. Smith?
It's working. Sturman is at Snyder's place now. He's got the hornet mask and the gas weapon. It's time the Green Hornet dealt himself in on this game.
Sturman.
I want to know about that hornet note, Snyder.
I tell you, I got one, too.
Are you and the hornet working together?
I told you I never saw the hornet. That night when he busted in your place was the first time.
You almost fooled me, Snyder.
Just what did you mean by that crack?
Well, it looks as if I end up with nothing. The original statement is burned to ashes, and I haven't got my $10,000.
Ask the hornet for that, not me.
Yes, that's what I thought. But now... Well, this hornet note says that I should ask you about that money.
The hornet slugged me, you fool.
So what? That can easily be faked. How did the hornet get there in the first place unless somebody told him?
Meaning me?
That's what I want to know.
Listen, Sturman. The note I got from the hornet says he has that statement.
What? That's crazy.
Sure it is. I know that. It's burned. I'm just telling you this to prove I'm on the level with you. But I already laid out $10,000 and that's all.
But I
don't care who got it. You are the hornet. Get that through your head. No more dough.
Aren't you taking chances?
Huh?
Well, there's still the copy. Mrs. Crandall gave it to the Sentinel. If I wanted to, I could swear that the original is lost, but that the copy is a true one.
Yeah?
You see what that would mean?
Go ahead.
with Mrs. Crandall and me both swearing to it, it's as good as the original.
In other words, you're putting a squeeze on me.
All I want is the $10,000 I ask for.
You know, Sturman, you're heading for trouble.
I don't see
that statement accuse me of a murder.
Yes.
It happened. It was right. You wouldn't want the same thing to happen to you, would you?
You wouldn't dare.
Then shut up, or you'll find out.
Snyder, right? You and the Hornet.
I'll forget that. I got nothing to do with the Hornet. Hello?
Snyder?
Yeah, this is Snyder. Who's talking?
I'm coming over to see you.
Huh?
Better have some money ready. I've got that statement.
You got... Who's this talking?
The Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
Snyder, what's wrong?
Plenty, Sturman. Plenty.
That was the Green Hornet.
So much guard detail. I'm not a reporter, I'm an observer.
Maybe. But you're not very observing, Larry.
Casey, where'd you come from?
Around the corner. I thought you might be getting the news.
Don't hand me that. You thought of me in a pig's eye.
How long?
You thought there might be some excitement. That's why you're here.
Mind reader, aren't you?
You can save it, Casey. Nothing's happened. Sherman showed up there half an hour ago, and that's all.
You never get a byline that way.
What do you want me to do? Go in there and tell him to start fighting?
What was that?
You know as well as I do. It sounds like a shot. Come on.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Across the street. That came from Snyder's. We can duck around this way up the alley and take a look.
Hey, look. That car parked in the alley.
Don't watch. You can't... Holy mackerel, Casey. That's the Green Hornet's car.
It looks just like the picture.
It's just nothing. I've seen it before. That's it.
You're not going up that alley, Holly.
Me? Not in your line of sight. I'm a reporter, not a cop. Where's the nearest phone? We're calling headquarters.
You take better aim, Snyder.
If you hadn't grabbed my arm, Hornet.
You didn't come anywhere near Sturman.
Sturman? I was shooting at you.
There you weren't. You're not fooling me, Snyder.
What are you talking about?
Tried to kill me, that's what. You're both working together. You got me over here to kill me.
Snyder, he talked too much.
If you didn't have that gun, Hornet.
You'll do nothing. And as for Sturman.
Why, what are you. You know, Hornet, don't you?
Take it, you ass.
Please, I can't breathe.
What are you trying to do, Hornet?
He's not dead, Snyder.
Just shoot him and...
Not dead?
What do you mean?
That's what I said. He's been gassed.
Gassed?
Yes, that's all. Gassed. He'll be all right in a couple of hours. We can settle with him later. But I didn't have time to listen to him babbling. You want to buy that statement or don't you?
There it is.
Well,
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You got the money?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
$10,000, wasn't it?
This is costing.
I'll take all of it.
What the? You can't do that.
I made no agreement about price. Taking all of this.
But Sturman, he's yelling for dough.
I'm not concerned about Sturman. That's your headache.
Like that, huh? Well, it's too bad you just got gas in that gun of yours, Hornet.
Because you shouldn't have left this other gun.
No, you don't. Right where I could grab it. And this one shoots bullets.
I advise you not to try it, Snyder.
No? Well, get this. I'm going to put... What's that?
That Snyder is a police siren. You haven't got much time.
Police? Why, you... Okay.
Okay.
Haven't got time, huh?
Well, let him come. I'll shoot the both of you. It'll look like self-defense. I can fix it.
You fix plenty in this town, don't you?
Yeah, Hornet, yeah. And I'll see if this statement gets burned. I'll make sure it gets burned this time.
Snyder, you're a rat and you always will be. What you...
Get him! Oh, what's that?
Watch out!
No, you don't!
Let's
let go! My arm!
Good work, Dale. He didn't know you were there.
Quick, out the back way. Leave everything as it is. Go back to
his place. This way, Moran. The horse inside. He must be.
Everybody in the lock. Thanks to the door.
What's that? Looks like a tornado hit his
face. Why, they're rubbing with a horse, Moran. Look, he left his calling card.
Yeah, right on Snyder's chest. And Sturman, too. These babies are going to do plenty of talking when they come through.
Moran, that isn't all the Hornet left.
Huh?
Look at this. It's Crandall's original statement, signature and all. Wait till this hits the headlines. It'll smash this town wide open.
Yeah, looks like Mr. Snyder's going to wake up in jail, isn't it, Lowry? There ain't nothing that he'd like better.
Thank the Sentinel enough. You've helped me to redeem my husband's reputation.
Well, don't thank me, Mrs. Crandall. Allowing her men to scoop, the Sentinel just printed it.
Yeah, boss, and what a scoop. Sherman's out plenty when he came to, and Snyder's holding down a cell in the cooler. Oh, what a day.
Too bad the Green Hornet got away.
Yes, isn't it, Miss Case? I wonder how he does it.